Environmental writers figured prominently in the debate over the $397 billion federal spending bill passed by Congress yesterday. Republicans decided against a provision that would have exempted two national forests in Alaska from a ban on new road building, but left in place a rider that would prohibit any legal challenges to a sure-to-be-controversial management plan for those same forests. The final bill also expands an industry-backed program that allows the Forest Service to pay private contractors with valuable commercial timber. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
It's known as stewardship. It's a small Department of Interior pilot demonstration program originally limited to some 80 projects, in which contractors are allowed to harvest trees as payment in kind for other projects like road clearing or the thinning of underbrush to prevent forest fires. In short, the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management make timber available instead of paying to get the work done. The rider would make the pilot program unlimited for the next 10 years. Jim Riley is the president of the Idaho-based Intermountain Forestry Association. He says stewardship projects have been largely successful and applauds expanding the scope.
Yes, it does constructively involve the private sector and, you know, and forest businesses. Yes, it will result in some wood fiber coming from the national forest that will be used for commercial purposes, but they will accomplish multiple benefits and allow a framework for collaboration in our communities rather than continued litigation warfare.
Environmentalists have a different view. Neil Lawrence, senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, says it creates a dependency that leads the Forest Service to emphasize commercial logging over other forest uses.
It allows the Forest Service and BLM to enter into long-term contracts with timber companies to conduct a whole host of activities on national forests and BLM lands, and to use the proceeds from selling off large trees to pay for that activity instead of the dollars that Congress directs and authorizes. What this means is there's a huge incentive for the agencies to get their work done and to generate additional money for their own purposes through selling off big trees at the very time when everybody agrees that the real problem on our national forests is too many small trees and too much brush.
In fact, that's just the kind of work the provision is aimed at, thinning timber that's not commercially viable. And the administration argues this is one way to get the industry interested in that work. Lawrence sees this as a wrong-headed approach.
It's a way to assure that any healthy forest initiative doesn't result in healthy forests. Because what we need to do to fix the damage on national forests is to get rid of small trees and brush. This approach guarantees that lots of big fire-resistant trees will be taken out to generate proceeds for the agencies and the timber companies.
But this view is seen as simplistic by those involved in current stewardship contracts, many of which involve forest and watershed restoration work that Lawrence and others support, work that wouldn't get done otherwise. Riley of the Intermountain Forestry Association says the Forest Service is never appropriated enough money to accomplish its goals, and this is a creative way to fix that shortfall and a way that involves the private sector.
You need to move a stream crossing that got put in the wrong place or something. There's no money to do it. We create a stewardship contract that harvests some timber that was salvage timber in most cases. At the same time, whoever harvests that timber is required to improve the stream crossing, which is causing a damage to fisheries. That's a win-win for everybody. And quite frankly, if they hadn't done it that way, there would have been no money to improve the fisheries anyway. So how is anybody worse off?
While a coalition of moderate Republicans and Democrats in both the House and Senate strongly opposed broad expansion of the existing pilot stewardship program, they were unsuccessful. They may launch a separate effort to ensure more congressional oversight in the future. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.